You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Representative Tony Weed addressed possible cuts to Medicare and Medicaid during a telephone town hall meeting last night. He said Medicaid needs to be available for the most vulnerable, but he implied some recipients should not be on Medicaid.
But I think, you know, it also means taking a serious look at reforms like, you know, work requirements for able-bodied, working-aged, you know, childless adults, and making sure that, of course, those that aren't citizens aren't on Medicaid, because we just don't have the funds for that.
Weed from the 8th Congressional District and Tom Tiffany from the 7th Congressional District spent just under an hour answering about a dozen questions ranging from Second Amendment rights to DOGE to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. The federal deadline for updating identification to Real ID is approaching. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
The cost of getting a Real ID is the same as renewing a driver's license or photo ID, or getting a duplicate license or ID. Students in recovery will now have a high school in Northeast Wisconsin that's specifically designed to serve their unique needs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced Manitowoc Public School District has awarded a $75,000 Recovery High School Planning Grant. The program, created under the 2023 Wisconsin Act 72, supports the creation of recovery high schools. These are high schools with dedicated environments where students in recovery can thrive academically and personally. The schools are designed to meet the unique challenges and needs for students who are overcoming substance use and the mental health challenges that often coexist with substance use. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced record high graduation rates for high school students last year. According to the new data from the agency, the 2023-24 school year saw about 91% of Wisconsin's high school students graduate on time. Officials say that marks the highest rate since the 2009-2010 school year, when the state changed the way it calculated graduation rates. Attendance rates also increased, and chronic absenteeism decreased, marking the best number since the 2020-2021 school year. The Shipyard District is officially recognized as Green Bay's newest public-private partnership district. SDI Director Tarl Knight.
Over the last 4 years, Shipyard District Inc. has continued to collaborate with the City of Green Bay through difficult challenges and rewarding accomplishments. Now, Shipyard District Incorporated is proud to finally announce with the City of Green Bay a public-private partnership between our organizations and the formal recognition of Shipyard District Inc. as the representative business association for our district.
The Shipyard District was formed in 2021 and serves the commercial and residential area from West Mason Street to Lombardi between South Ashland and the Fox River. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the return of nearly $10 million of unclaimed property to residents. Officials say the funds include things like uncashed dividends and funds from savings accounts that residents may have forgotten about. Nearly 500 notices were sent out to residents across the state with over $2,000 in unclaimed property. Over 30,000 residents with less than $2,000 in unclaimed property received a combined $3.5 million in checks from the department. A former linebacker for the Green Bay Packers was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison Monday for running a Ponzi scheme that defrauded victims out of millions of dollars. 43-year-old John Robert Leak of Plano, Texas, pleaded guilty in September to one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. Officials say from 2015 to 2020, Leak encouraged victims victims to loan him funds to invest in lucrative luxury real estate, gold mines, and other ventures. Authorities said he would then use the money for his personal expenses. In addition to the prison sentence, Leak will have to pay more than $5.3 million in restitution. Leak played 3 games for the Packers back in 2005 and also played with the Atlanta Falcons. Almost half of the top cheeses at the U.S. Cheese Championship came from Wisconsin. The winner this year was from Connecticut, and the first runner-up, Pennsylvania. Second runner-up overall was given to Cello Organic Copper Kettle Parmesan, made by Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese from Turtle Lake. The same cheesemakers won for categories for the Asiago cheese, Parmesan, and the Edam and Gouda. Other Wisconsin winners included Carr Valley Cheese Company of Mauston, Carr Valley Cheese Company of Linden, Henning Cheese in Kiel, Belgiosio Cheese in Denmark, and Klondike Cheese Company in Monroe. There were over 2,400 entries from all over the country competing in the contest, which is held yearly in Ashwaubenon. After being closed for over 6 years, the Wisconsin DNR says the observation tower at Pottawatomie State Park in Sturgeon Bay will reopen this spring. The tower was built in 1931 and closed in December of 2017 after wood decay and unsafe conditions were discovered. Funding to restore the tower was included in the last biennial budget, and now the 75-foot tower is ready for visitors once more. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to 4-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a 2-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In the Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number 2 slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in 5th place. Tough week. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend, playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 43 for a high this afternoon. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, back to 50. We'll bounce back to 55 on Thursday. It'll be partly cloudy by Friday. We're talking highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.